I'm here with Evan Liu, Senior Product Manager for The Office Group, and we want to talk about the Office web apps today. And for someone who might not know, what's the difference between the web apps and Office 2010?
Well, the Office web apps are online companions to Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote programs that millions of people use every day. And so they're really designed to help you view, edit, and share your Office documents from virtually anywhere. All you need is a web browser and internet connection.
Great. And so you have a couple of announcements today. What are we going to talk about here?
Yep. So we have three exciting announcements. The first is 20 million Office web apps users within the first 100 days of our launch.
Nice.
It's a very exciting milestone for us.
And
really excited about the adoption we've gotten so far. The second is we're releasing new features to the Office web apps in response to customer feedback. We've gotten about 25,000 pieces of feedback so far from our customers, and we read every single one of them to constantly improve the Office web apps.
Yeah.
And third, we're expanding the Office web apps to 7 new markets. So that's France, Germany, Russia, Switzerland, Belgium, Australia, and Austria.
Great.
So we'll be releasing more markets in the coming months, but that's everyone in those markets can get access to the Office web apps for free today.
Great. And I'm really interested in how you do this embed of a PowerPoint document in a blog. So
sure.
Can we take a look at that now?
Of course. So here, this is, I have a PowerPoint presentation here in my blog. So anyone reading my blog can page through a mini version of the presentation. And thanks to the PowerPoint web app, all the hard work that I put into getting the pictures and the colors and the fonts just right show up here in the browser like they would on my PC.
Nice.
And if I want, I can just click here to get a full screen view of that presentation.
And this comes from SkyDrive?
Yes, exactly. So all you have to do is upload the document to SkyDrive, which is your 25 gigabytes of free online storage, copy the embed link and paste in your blog, and you're good to go.
Nice. And then you can just update it from there, and it'll change on your blog.
Absolutely. So when you update the original document, the embedded version updates as well.
Great.
So that's, for example, embedding a little PowerPoint deck on how to custom paint your Xbox controller.
Nice.
Some people might, for example, want to put a little PowerPoint presentation of their vacation or their last family reunion. So it's a great way to show
off photos.
That's
interesting. I was thinking about the business applications of this, but you could certainly do a photo gallery or anything else.
Absolutely, and you get the great photo editing features and the formatting features in PowerPoint to really show off those pictures. For more sort of business scenarios, you can envision public speakers having their presentations up on a blog.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, people can flip through them in a really seamless fashion. So that's PowerPoint. You can envision doing similar things with Excel as well. So for example, I might have stats from my softball league. I can kind of scroll up and down here. If I want to, I can resort the table. And if I wanted to, for example, I could play with some of these numbers, and you'll see that the table and all the formatting updates as well.
And does that get saved up to SkyDrive, or is that just changed here on the web page?
So in this case, it's just changed here on the web page.
So someone's not going to change your Excel.
Exactly,
that's
exactly.
That's a good feature.
So, yes, indeed. It's really handy, for example, if you had a mortgage calculator up there, people could enter their values, but it doesn't change the original spreadsheet.
Yeah, so if you wanted to see what would it be like if I were, you know, Babe Ruth.
Yes.
You can plug that in.
Exactly. You don't have to do the math in your head. You can just plug the numbers in. It does it
that's
for
great.
You. And of course, you can, if you wanted, you can embed just a chart, the whole table, or certain parts of the spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about some of the other features.
Sure. So we've added a couple new features to PowerPoint, one of them being the ability to insert clip art to your PowerPoint presentation. So for example, I can navigate to the slide here and click on this button. And here I have access to over 200,000 royalty-free images and photos from office.com. And let's do a search for, say, national parks. I can pick a picture that looks good. Let's choose that one. And it's really easy to add life to my presentation.
Nice. And these are available. You don't have to worry about royalties. And
Exactly. You don't have to worry if you have rights to that photo or not.
Great.
You can just be confident that you can just put it in there and it looks good.
Nice.
And again, it's really easy for you to add some of the features, the picture styles from PowerPoint. So for example, if I wanted to pick this one here, you can just add that effect there, and it adds a little bit of personalization to the presentation.
Gives it a little bit of depth.
That's right. So that's PowerPoint. Let me show you a couple things we've added to Excel. One of the top requested features that we got in the Excel web app was what we call the fill handle, and that's the little square here on the corner of a cell. And when I drag that across, I can then copy and paste the values or the formulas in the spreadsheet.
It's an office favorite.
It definitely is, and it was missing the first version, but based on popular demand, it's here in the web app.
That's great.
So we're really excited about rolling that out. Again, at the top of the list was also the ability to insert a chart in Excel. So here I can take some fundraising data, for example, highlight the data, and I can choose here from a variety of different chart formats that I'm familiar with from Excel on my PC.
Yeah.
So column charts, line charts, pie charts. Let's do a little stacked column chart here.
And this, to me, this is pretty amazing that you've got this working in a browser.
Yes.
We're going to have you folks back to talk about how you actually made this happen. This is very impressive.
Yeah, kudos to the product team for doing a great job. It's exciting that, you know, if you're away from your primary PC and all you have is an internet browser, you can make a couple quick updates and you're good to go. Yeah, you can make a couple basic tweaks to the charts. So, for example, if I wanted to remove the grid lines, I can do that. If I want to remove the legend. So, again, it's great for on-the-go access and making quick updates to your documents.
So I understand there's other features, too. And if people want to find out more about this, where should they go?
They can just go to office.com/webapps, and they can learn all about the new features that we've released.
And the markets that we're available in now, it's all ready to go now. If you want to try it out, just go to SkyDrive, upload a document, open it up, and you'll see all this.
Absolutely. We're today live in 11 markets, and it's freely accessible to anyone in those markets.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming and showing us this.
Thanks, Larry.